Monday, July 18th, 10:08 a.m., 2016. Aquaeus Kelly, A Lover's Ambition. I just wanted to record a quick thought in regards to micro content, as Gary Vee would say, or what I would like to say, creating content as a campaign. I discussed this briefly recently in the past in regards to just creating every piece of content as if it's a campaign. And I just want to elaborate on that and really break it down. Early this morning, about an hour ago, I was at LA Fitness in South Plainfield, New Jersey, actually canceling my membership because I haven't really been there frequently enough to continue to pay $10 to Freeza every month. I already pretty much threw $300 away because it's been about 3 years plus since I've been there. So, I was canceling my membership, waiting for the manager to come in. I was a little early. They come and work between 9 to 5. I showed up at around 8 because I dropped my car off at Meineke to get brakes and get new tires. So while I was waiting, I was reading Fast Company magazine with Beyonce on the cover. This is the July/August 2016 issue. Beyonce on the cover, Create, Defy, Slay. And on page 16, I came across a piece featuring Wendy Clark, who's the CEO of DDB North America Ad Agency. And as I was reading that article, she's one of Fast Company's most creative people. As I was reading that article, I came across something she said in regards to who she would put on her list of most creative people. And she said students, because when you spend time with them, you're blown away by their creativity. They have such great ideas. This resonated with me immediately because, of course, my background is in education. I've been subbing for about 3 years, working with students. And I'm always amazed at the culture of education in schools and just how much you can learn just from observing. And me being the cultural dissector that I am, the cultural curator that I am, always looking to learn and observe, I really resonated highly with that statement that she made. And I thought to myself that I want to repurpose that particular saying. So when I think of repurposing content, it's pretty much curating content, right? And when it comes to curating content, I want to curate it in a way where it can reach the most people possible. And the best way to do that is, just like anything else, is to create a campaign. Create a piece of content that's shareable. And the best way to create content that's shareable is to include everyone who's involved in that piece of content. So, for example, if something catches my attention, such as the statement I just said from Wendy Clark, what I would do is, first I would do my research. So I would look up Wendy Clark to see what social media outlet she's on. She does happen to have a Twitter, and that's the number one outlet that I usually point towards right now, especially in regards to repurposing pieces that have editorial and words and are more than just pictures. So she does have a Twitter, at WND. So what I would do is create some copy. For example, I would structure it as follows. While reading at Fast Company magazine, we saw that Wendy Clark's, which would be at WND, we saw that Wendy Clark's list of most creative people would include students. How cool is that? So that pretty much would be the copy for Twitter, copy for Instagram. Might switch it up a little bit and go native for Facebook, do it a little bit more long form. So it's all about the platform that you choose to post on, and that highly determines exactly how you post on it. So for Twitter, we would get a picture, and I say we because I'm speaking on behalf of my company, A Lover's Ambition. So we would get a picture add the copy, do the mentions. And when we do the mentions, we want to involve everyone. We want to involve Fast Company because that's the magazine we found it in. We want to involve Wendy Clark because the article is about her. And we also want to involve anybody else, such as the photographer. It said, photographed by Daniel Dorsa. Hopefully I'm pronouncing the name correct. So if we can find Daniel Dorsa online, and if he has a Twitter, we would include him in the picture as well. We would tag him in the picture because he's involved in the process. So this is what campaigning content entails. It really entails getting everyone involved in the process of content distribution. It's almost like a movie, right? So at the end of the movie, we see movie credits. So it's literally like running movie credits for every piece of content. It requires a lot of research, but the ROI on it, if we really analyze and sit down, is phenomenal because the chance of it being retweeted is higher for the simple reason that we're adding more players, you know? So if Wendy Clark retweets it, she has about 59,000 followers on Twitter. That's the potential reach, although, of course, the analytics and algorithm doesn't really reach that much. So, you know, she has her reach, she retweets it, and then Fast Company, if they choose to retweet it, which very rarely happens, you know, that's a reach on their following. And then also the photographer, it's a reach on his following. So this is pretty much the outline that we like to use as a brand development agency when it comes to distributing content, when it comes to reaching audiences. We feel that curating content is highly effective, and sometimes it may even be underutilized. So this is a strategy that we like to use, and I just explained why we like to use it in regards to the potential reach and the ROI of the particular piece of content. I believe that covers everything. I just wanted to drop some quick insight in regards to what we do, how we do it, and why we do it. Hopefully this can help you out in regards to your content distribution and what you're putting out there in the world, your message, how you're choosing to share it. If you have any advice or feedback or any questions, feel free to reach out. At A Lover's Ambition on Twitter. Find us on Facebook, Instagram. You can find me at Aquaeus, AQUAUS. Feel free to shoot me a note. We're all over. So with that being said, campaigning for content. Let's go. Treat every piece of content like it's a campaign. Once again, Monday morning, 10:16 a.m., July 18th, 2016. We're signing out. Aquaeus Kelly, A Lover's Ambition Lifestyle Group, alloversambition.com. Peace.